What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind. My name is Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy Moore.
Hello.
I don't even know where to begin, Kathy. This storm's coming through. We didn't record a show last week because we already were in anticipation of having to come in and work on Saturday and Sunday. I'd already arranged our phone systems to be open on Saturday and Sunday in anticipation of the storm coming through. And well, I can tell, it looks like the eye came in right over top of our community here, and Asheville ended up getting that eastern, I guess, eye wall and all the bad weather, and now there's a mess.
Well, Tennessee got it too, Mark.
And Tennessee's on the other side of it, so we just had very little effects here where I'd anticipated that we're going to have a disaster, and it was averted. We were blessed, but the people out in Swanoa, Asheville, Black Mountain, Montreat,
Hendersonville,
people in Tennessee were not as fortunate. So we have had shows about this. We've talked about it. Flood is not covered on your homeowner's policy. The only way to get flood insurance is to buy it through the National Flood Insurance Program, and that is something you have to get. You can coordinate it through your insurance carrier, but what's going to be the second hit to this is people are going to find out they don't have flood coverage.
Right.
Kathy has been in three different venues this week. One was being in a nail salon. One was being in a chiropractor's office. And I can't remember where else you were. But people are... tell the conversations you had.
Just
average people out in the street. What do they say about it?
They all just think everything's covered. And I mean, I hate to be the bearer of bad news. I said the problem is that, especially because we're in the mountains, people don't think that it applies to them. If you're in Florida, of course, that is a necessity down there because of all the hurricanes and all the water. But up here, people don't realize. I mean, we have seen it from an insurance perspective where subdivisions have slid off the side of the mountains. We have seen where, bridges were dammed up and the whole valley was, flooded, but something like this we have not seen up here in our area, and we're very thankful we haven't. But the problem is that if you it's a completely separate policy. We give out flood quotes. We do flood at all of our locations and our agency. We have numerous carriers that write flood. It runs through our Ottawa-ers or Allstate or Nat Gen or all the different ones we have that actually do it, and it goes to FEMA.
It goes to the National Flood Insurance Program.
And that's how we get it to it, but we can do that for you. In the past, it had been that you had to have an elevation certificate survey before you could actually even get a quote. They have been changing that up some, so we can give quotes out for that. But people don't understand. It's different than a normal homeowner's policy. There is a amount that it will only go up to, which is for your homeowner's policy is $250,000. On the property, $100,000 on the contents. That's all you can get. If it's an actual business policy, it would have to, you can get a policy for that as well if it's a commercial exposure, but it's only $500,000.
For billing and contents. And that's through the National Flood Insurance Program. You can buy an excess flood policy from another carrier.
Yes, you can.
But the problem is, Kathy, when you have these conversations just with people on the street, which you encounter,
they don't realize that they don't
have it. Everybody's like, wait a minute, this is a hurricane. I'm not covered for a hurricane.
Right. I mean, let's talk about what's covered with a homeowner's policy. You have, all your perils are, wind, hail, fire. Different things like that, people realize that. Now, there, just to keep that in mind, if you have comprehensive coverage on your auto policy, that actually includes flood on your auto. So the auto would be okay if you carry comprehensive coverage. But on your home, you have to have a completely separate policy for flood. Another side note to bring into effect also is, we are on a fault line. We do have... there's earthquake coverage you can get, and that can be endorsed on your homeowner's policy, but it's a percentage. So people don't understand that either. So some carriers will, you know, include it. Some people have to actually endorse it. But that's the problem, is how are they going to deem this storm? Are they going to just deem it as flood? Or are they going to deem this as mudslides, earth movements, and that could be earthquake? What exactly could it be deemed as? It depends on, you know, the powers that be, not that us as the insurance carrier, insurance agencies would actually deem it this way, however they decide it's going to be. So we have to try to cover you as best we can based off of all the different exposures that might be happening. So again, if it's something you're concerned about, contact your insurance agent. And if they do not offer that, we do. If we do insure you, just reach out to us. We'd love to help you out any way we can. We've been trying to, even prior to this storm, talk to people about it, but people just didn't think that it was a necessity. And unfortunately, I really feel like people are, you know, the state itself was not prepared for this type of damage that's happened in Nashville.
So the reason why homeowners' policies did not cover flood is because of something called adverse selection. Mm-hmm. And what this means is only people in flood-prone areas are going to buy the coverage. And so you don't really get the spread of risk that you would need to be able to distribute that among, you know, masses of people. And that's why that it has to be through the government, because they have the National Flood Insurance Program. That's where you get the coverage for this. You cannot get it from a standard insurance company or insurance company.
Typically, we see people that are on the river, on the lake. A lot of times they have it because of their concerns or because they have a mortgage that requires it. And that's another thing people think, you know, that's crazy. I had one customer that was on top of a mountain and their mortgage was requiring them to have it. He's like, this is crazy. He was really upset and was just thought it was just ridiculous. And I said, but if your house were to slide off the side of the mountain, you know, they consider it flood, you know, that's going to be an issue. And so he did get it reluctantly, but he was wanting to pay off that off as fast as he could because he was going to get rid of that policy. And I'm like, okay, you know, again, you people don't realize what actually could be happening. And this is just heartbreaking, and our hearts go out to these people. And then there's still people that haven't been found. And it's just, it's really hard to see it on Facebook, and I know numerous churches in our area, and there's a lot of people, Samaritan's Purse, different places that are really trying to help and get, you know, aid to the people that are in need. And we're just praying for all these families that are affected.
So I've got an article here, and in North Carolina, only 2.6% of the 4.3 million properties have flood insurance. Mm-hmm. So, and Georgia is worse. Only 1.6 of the 4.2 million properties are insured against flood insurance.
Let me put this in perspective, too. People don't understand. If you're in a flood zone, of course, you want to have flood insurance. But people that are not in flood zones, you know, they feel like they don't have to have them. If you're not in a flood zone, it's very minimal what the cover, you know, to get the coverage. It's not very expensive to get if you're not. If you're in a flood zone, it's a little bit more expensive, but of course you have more exposure to that. So it's not, you have to have it because you're not in a flood zone. You don't feel like you have to have it. But in this situation, that's how it works. So again, it's something that people need to think about.
And they don't.
No.
And what you're seeing on news, I would guarantee you. Now, I would think that we got hit really hard was around that Biltmore Village. Mm-hmm. There's been a prior flood there before. Mm-hmm. I remember getting pictures from an underwriter. I did business in a place in Asheville, and one of the underwriters showed me or shared with me some pictures of the downtown devastation or the area's devastation. But that was nothing compared to what we have now.
No.
And so I would expect that those people in those businesses probably did have flood insurance. I hope they did.
I hope so.
But a lot of things that you're seeing on the news are going to be uninsured, and that there is no coverage for that. So, not only do you
have their autos covered, that's probably
So, just as a nutshell, your home is not covered, your auto is covered if you have what we call comprehensive coverage other than collision. So, that does cover rising waters or flood,
right?
But your home is not covered unless you
have a separate flood policy,
yeah.
Another thing about flood policy, which is another thing, that's probably the only policy that we have that's transferable. So if you were to sell your house to somebody else, that flood policy can be changed. The name can just be changed to the person you're selling it to. And that's so if you go through all the process, before it was much more complicated to get a flood policy because you had to get a survey, get a surveyor to come out and do an elevation certificate. They've changed the way they're doing things. That's the way it always had to be in the past. They still recommend people doing that because I think like you can get a little bit better rate because you have the specifics. They have FEMA's come in through and they've now changed stuff up. They can do it through all these different ways of, I guess, determining all these different things. But to get it, the most accurate is to get the elevation certificate, the survey. But to get people to come out to do that, it could be a timely process. And the other thing people don't realize is when you do a flood policy, it can't be like you came in today and wanted a flood policy. It would not be effective till 30 days
later.
It's
a waiting period of 30 days.
Unless there's a more, like, unless there's a closing, it's a 30-day wait to get a flood insurance policy issued and activated. So keep that in mind.
Okay. So we're going to come back and also talk about this disaster that's taking place. And so we will be back after the break. My name is Mark Moore, and we are on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore, and we want to let you know where our locations are. We have five locations. Three of them are called More Insurance Services, Inc. They are located in Blairsville, Georgia. We have one right across from Home Depot, next to the post office. It's right there in the South State Bank building there. We're in a separate wing. We're not part of the bank. We are actually a separate business, separate part of it. But come by and see us there in Blairsville for your insurance needs there. Our second location is located in Hiawassee, Georgia at 150 South Main Street, Suite C. We are in the red brick building there right next to the hospital. Come by and see us there for your insurance needs there in Hiawassee. And our last location for More Insurance Services, Inc. is located in Hayesville next to United Community Bank. It's at 157 Highway 64 West in Hayesville. That's our main hub. So come by and see us there for your insurance needs as well. Our other location is called Mountain Insurance. It's located in Murphy, North Carolina. It's also on Highway 64, right past So Goods and Arby's on the left. Come by and see us there in Murphy. And then our last location is called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. It's a division of More Insurance. It's right located right next to United Community Bank, and we're between that and Burger King on the main drag. So please come by and see us in Blue Ridge. Also, you can check us out on our website, which is www.more-insurance.com, and you can check us out on Facebook. You can request a quote on our website. You also can, if you've missed any of our podcasts, please check them out on our website as well, and we'd love to help you with your insurance needs.
Okay, so this has been kind of a, more of a somber show because we are talking about the devastation that happened in our area. And this is, you know, Asheville to us is home. I mean,
Western North Carolina, this is it.
This is people that, you know, even the greater community that, you know, we play ball games out there. You know, Asheville is my old stomping grounds. I went to Brevard College, so I've spent a lot of time in Asheville. We have friends there. And this is sad. This is really bad. You know, Helene, you know, Category 4 storm made landfall on September 26th. And according to FEMA, it was the most powerful storm on record to hit Florida's Big Bend and the 14th most powerful storm to hit the United States since records began. So this is a big one. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we were spared in our local community, but people across the mountain from us were not as so fortunate.
And our concern at this point, too, is that, you know, there's a lot of people. We have a lot. Our communities here in the mountains in Western North Carolina, Northeast Georgia, are giving people, good people, and they're all trying to help out churches. And we've got Samaritan's Purse, these different places, people that fly airplanes. And I was mentioning there's a whole group of people that have a whole, like, pack of mules that they're going out and bringing in supplies. They're all trying to help, but I just hope that it's going to take a long time for this community to come back from this. And I hope that people will not just be helping for a little bit of time, but they will continue to help because it's going to take a really, really long time. The interstates, I-40 has been you know, messed up. We were driving to my daughter's volleyball game last night in Robbinsville, and we have never seen so many semi-trucks on the road going through there. It was crazy. I mean, it was like we were on the interstate in Atlanta. It was
Going through Andrews was very similar to being on the interstate.
Yeah, it was crazy last night.
But we saw this one truck went billing right through the red light. I think they just used to driving on a interstate.
I mean, just because they're having to go other routes to get to their destination to get supplies to other places, and it was just, and that's just a two-lane road going that direction, and it's not really.
Yep, the Granny Squirrel Mountain's a two-lane road, right. And it's not that great of a road, so it's going to be dangerous. It's going to be dangerous. So according to the article I got here, and then just to be definitive, precise, and clear, crystal clear, flood is not covered on your homeowner's policy.
You have to have a separate policy.
People think that it is, and just because it was a hurricane does not mean you're covered if it's rising waters. Now, you are covered for wind on a homeowner's policy, unless you have a maybe exclusion like in Florida, if they buy a separate policy.
They have a wind policy.
But even though this is a hurricane, rising waters and floods are not covered. This article says, that I've got here, says fewer than 1% of North Carolina's most impacted counties have flood insurance.
Yeah.
And you can only buy it through the National Flood Insurance Program, even though you might see a policy that says State Farm, Allstate, Auto Owners, Travelers. It ultimately goes back to the National Flood Insurance Program that's paying the losses.
Right.
And as I referenced before the break, that's because of what's called adverse selection, which means only people that live in flood-prone areas are going to buy the flood insurance, and therefore an insurance company deems it uninsurable because you cannot spread the risk out above a lot of people. Only people in flood areas are going to buy it. Mm-hmm. So this is a real problem. And Kathy and I have had shows about this.
Previously.
You know, probably talked about the Peaks Creek disaster, which seems really mild now compared to what we've seen over in Asheville. I've been doing insurance for 30 years, and this is the worst thing I've seen in the area. This is the worst natural disaster. I also went to Appalachian State, and I've seen it flooded in Boone.
Chimney Rock.
Yeah, it's just horrible. I've got a friend that just moved to Montreat, North Carolina. He sold his house in Kennesaw, moved to Montreat.
On the 31st of July.
Yeah, just moved there. He's got a house under construction. He had his contents in a storage facility, and he called me the other day, and I was like, hey, you know, you don't have any coverage because flood is excluded. Fortunately, the house he's building was undamaged, but he just went to the storage facility, and there is waist deep of mud in this facility, and he's lost all his contents.
He doesn't really worry about the actual contents. He's worried about all the, like, the pictures and stuff, but, you know, personal things you can't.
You just can't insure that. I mean, you can't. You know, we always say we can insure anything but a broken heart.
Right.
You know, and you just can't, when you lose all of your personal, like, pictures, your wedding pictures, you know, there's loss of life here. I mean, we can't insure that. There's no way to replace some of these memories that people have. So he's gone to a storage facility. He told me he had to kind of break into it. And he doesn't know what the plan is. He doesn't know what he's allowed to do. They don't know if they're going to just demolish the building and just do something with it. He is just at a loss. And
people need to understand, we can do like policies for like some of the different storage facilities will have their own little policies that they will give you for your contents or whatever, but it's not going to be flood.
It might not be covered flood.
Unless it's something that we don't know about, but they're the ones that we do that we actually insure. They have something, a little policy that will cover their contents, or you can get something like a renter's policy, but that's specifically for where you're living. But the problem is this is a big, huge gap there that I don't know how they're going to handle that.
I don't know, Kathy. And, you know, maybe something that not everybody would think about, but if you do decide to put your belongings in a storage facility, maybe you should look around and say, hey, could this flood?
Right.
Because I was going down on, past Dawsonville. What's that road? I should know the road down there. It's 400, basically.
Right.
Now, I looked over the side of the road one time, and there was a low-lying area with storage facilities.
And underwater.
And they were all underwater. Yep. It was at least like probably 5 feet
And it wasn't really a storm either. A big storm. It was just a big, nice rainfall. So, I was like, that's not good.
So I'd imagine we're going to see a lot of litigation coming out of this, and you'll see a lot of changes coming in the insurance industry after this too. we are required to have insurance training for a flood in North Carolina. After this happened after some of the floods out in the east. But unfortunately, this is an undersold policy, and people don't understand that flood is not covered, even though it may be a hurricane.
Yeah, we actually, after the Peaks Creek one, we actually put up little signs all over our office. If you need a flood and earthquake are not covered on your homeowner's policy, if you want this coverage, to please contact us. We have that all of our locations because of that, because people need to know that. So we just want to, again, extend.
Get the word out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so pray for people. If you can donate your time or resources, that will be great. So anyway, this is Mark Moore, sign off on another show, and my wife Kathy, and we'll be back next week on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.